Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting third. The right fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting sixth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Whitson. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ed Whitson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Vail. Batting sixth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Krukow. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle strikes out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Whitson. Dillard moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dillard moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey takes first base on ball four. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivey moves to second. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail strikes out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot strikes out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Whitson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett misplays the ball. That's an error on Stennett. Krukow moves to second. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ivey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 0 for 1 in the game. Vail hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stennett hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Ed Whitson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitson is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Krukow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. North takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. LeMaster moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vale. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herndon scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ivey hits a line drive towards third. Randall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. May hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Stennett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans scores. Stennett moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Ed Whitson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitson is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stennett scores. LeMaster moves to second. It's 3-0, Giants. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buckner moves to second. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 0 for 2 in the game. Vail hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 3 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Herndon hits a fly ball into left field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ivey takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivey moves to second. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stennett strikes out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. LeMaster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Whitson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whitson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesus Figueroa pinch hits for Mike Krukow. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 3 in the game. Randle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Steve Dillard. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Randle moves to second. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Biedner now playing first base. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Mike Tyson now playing second base. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 4 in the game. Wolford strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0 for 3 in the game. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 3 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivan De Jesus pinch runs for Barry Foote. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.